This is Terry Lewis, and this is Faith Point, the radio ministry of Faith Point Church in Lexington, Kentucky. Today, it is my privilege and honor to share with you a few moments from a message called New Things. You know, God moves in seasons in our lives, not so much based on what the calendar says, but those designated times that He takes us to new levels of relationship, new heights of understanding and anointing in Him. And today I want to share with you a few moments from this introductory message. Now stay tuned at the end of today's program. Let's pray together. And I want to extend to you my personal invitation for you to join me at a Faith Point worship service this Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. And I'll have more information about that in just a few moments. But for now, let's get into the Word as we talk about new things.
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do what? A new thing. Now it shall spring forth, and shall you not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert, and the beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Would you say amen to the word? You know what I'm going to talk about this morning. Look at your neighbor and say, it's a new thing. It's a new thing. Father, we thank you today. We praise you for your word. We love you so much. Speak to our hearts in a special way. And let this be a prophetic word to our spirit so that we receive it. I know that you've got something special planned for this church, for this body of believers. I know it. I sense it in my spirit. And I decree and declare it starts right now with this prophetic declaration. Looses something in the atmosphere that changes us for days, weeks, and months to come. And I give you praise in Jesus' name. At the church, shout amen. As you're looking at your, as you're sitting down, look at your neighbor and say, help that brother preach. I want to talk today about a new thing. Teresa and I are always... in December, we start really praying about God. What is it? What's the next step? What is the word? Where are we going? What's the thing for the ministry? And Teresa was playing that song on the radio. It just had come out about a new thing. And she's like, that's the word that God is speaking to my spirit about a new thing. And it leaped in my spirit as well. And so we've been putting this song on repeat. And we've just been and really excited to share this thought about a new thing. And I want you to understand that God does not operate in time like we do. It's not God is not into a calendar. And we talk about this sometimes, and we say, you know, God is an on-time God. And I know what, yes, He is. And we know it, so when you say He's an on-time God, you don't even have to think about it. You just start saying, yes, He is, you know. And I understand where we're coming from. It seems like that there's times in your life that you pray and pray and pray, and just at the last minute, just at the last moment, just when you've run out of all your options, God shows up with a miracle. Amen. And so He is an on-time God like that. But understanding God is not that kind of a timing God. God's not into chronos time. He's not into, you know, hours and days. What it does for us when we go into a new year, it kind of opens our mind, if you will. We start thinking about something new, and it gives God an opportunity to slide into our life and get our attention. But God is not a chronological God. God is a seasonal God. He moves in seasons. And again, it's not about weather. It's not about cold or hot. But God finds those times in our life when He knows that we're ready. And then He moves us into the next season of blessing. He moves us into the next season of revelation. He moves us into the next season of understanding. He even moves you into a new season of anointing. How many is glad that you're not where you used to be 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago? Or maybe even 5 months ago. Because God moves us. God elevates us. I think I preached here last Sunday or whenever it was that I had read that scripture about the lame man that was healed by Peter and John. And there was one verse in chapter 4, verse 2 that I had never seen before. Never, and read it hundreds of times. But that lets you know that God's moving you to the next level. That means glad that your God is willing to work with you. And He doesn't allow us to be bound by time or space. Because He is an unlimited God. Amen. How many knows that God does what He wills when He wants? And the thing you need to know is everything that God does, He does it for our blessing and His glory. And I say this quite a bit, and I'm not sure we get it, and maybe I don't either. So I'm going to say that one more time. Look at your neighbor and say, pay attention right here. Everything God does, He does it for our blessing and His glory. Everything God does, He does it for our blessing and His glory. So when we think about that, we understand that God is doing a new thing. It's based on His sovereign plan, and it's based on His perfect will. Now, God said in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. God has a plan and a vision. Get this, somebody. God has a plan and a vision for you that goes far beyond what you can see or know. It goes beyond your situation. It goes beyond your bank account. It goes beyond your education. It goes beyond your job. It goes beyond your history. God has a plan that's bigger than all of that. And so one of the first things we have to do when we start thinking about a new thing is we have to be willing to forget the former things. Hallelujah. I don't care where you came from. I don't care what your skin color is. I don't care what side of the track you was raised on. I don't care what your mama said about you or what your daddy said to you. God said, forget that stuff. I got a new thing for you. Some of y'all have been really good people your whole life. Some of y'all got a resume. Some of y'all got a rap sheet. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me this morning. Some of y'all got some stuff in your life. And every time that God starts talking to you about a new thing, then the devil comes along to try to remind you what you used to be. But the Bible says we're gonna forget that stuff. Can I talk to somebody this morning? Forget the former things, because God said, I'm gonna do a new thing. How many knows that the blood of Jesus basically cancels out your history? Look at your neighbor and say, my history is not my destiny. My history is not my destiny. I understand, because when God says, I want to do a new thing, it tells me that God has looked into my future and He has decreed and declared and designed something specifically for my blessing and His glory. If that excites you, go ahead and clap your hands and give Him praise. Hallelujah. Can I go on? When God speaks the word to us, He gives us a vision. Somebody say vision. A vision is a mental picture of a future state that we receive in our spirit. God gives us a snapshot of what He is planning for our future. You may not know everything, but something begins to excite you that says, God's doing something in me. God's doing something for me. I can't see the whole picture, but there's an unexplainable excitement in me that says God's about to do something more. He's about to do something greater. And you need to know that your vision is your God-inspired hope and expectation that's planted inside of your heart, and it's revealed to your spirit by the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God plants that seed, that vision in your heart, and it is meant to propel you towards new things in God for you. And if God gives you a vision, it'll come to pass. If God gives you a word, it'll come to pass. If God makes you a promise, it'll come to pass. Do you know in your King James Bible, the term "it came to pass" is in there 148 times? And He knows that your God didn't come to stay, He came to pass. God didn't bring you here for you to stay here. He brought you here to take you through. Come on, somebody. Teresa says it all the time. It's not what God brings us to, it's what God brings us through. Hallelujah. And if God brings you to a thing, then God can bring you through a thing. Feel like shouting right now. If God gets me to here, He can get me all the way across. Say amen, somebody. I've got to hurry. So God gives you visions for your life and your kids and your marriage and your ministry and anything else that you're attached to. And then the question is what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with what God's speaking to you? Because a vision is just a fantasy until you do something with it. And that begins with a prophetic proclamation. You got to prophesy. You know what we say here at Faith Point? You got to speak a thing. Come on, you don't stay silent on a vision. You prophesy it. And if you don't have anybody else to prophesy good things to you, then you prophesy to yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I decree and declare you are the blessed of the Lord. You are healed. I decree, I'm prophet. You can walk through your living room. I prophesy that this house is blessed. I prophesy that my marriage is blessed. I prophesy my kids are anointed. You can sit down at the table and have a stack of bills that high and begin to prophesy to them things and say, I decree and declare that I am blessed and I am favored of God and my seed exceeds my need. I prophesy right now that there is favor and blessing. I prophesy raises and increase. Y'all acting like you don't care about money. I'm telling you, the Bible says it is God that gives you the power to get wealth. So don't buck up on that. If it wasn't for God blessing you, you wouldn't have two nickels to rub together. Come on, somebody. So prophesy to your bank account. I decree and declare that you are multiplied. I call in raises and bonuses, and I call in jobs I don't even qualify for. I call in the blessing of God in my life. Bonus checks in the mail. I prophesy that thing. If you don't say anything, then you won't receive anything.
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this day. Praise you for your word. I thank you for how you speak to our hearts. And we're excited about new things. You are a never-changing God, but you are also a moving God. And that moving is through our lives as you teach us how to be who you have called us to be. And you give us revelation of your word and you lead us by your spirit. And so, God, I thank you that even in this season of our life, that you have a plan and a purpose and a preference for us that is ever moving. I thank you that you've called us to grow up into you in knowledge and understanding. And I pray today for any person who might be listening who does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Let that be a new thing, a life of repentance and salvation. Let that work be done today. And I give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hey, friend, if you want to know more about making Jesus Christ your Savior and Lord, reach out to us today. You can reach us by going to our website, faithpointlexington.com. Click on Contact Us, and all the information you need is right there. And we will love to connect with you and pray with you and help you understand what it means to be a child of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And I would love to see you at a Faith Point worship service soon. Faith Point is located at 549 Parkside Drive in Lexington. We're on the north side of town, right off Paris Pike, right beside of Mary Todd Elementary School. Join us for our dynamic worship service Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. I know you will be blessed. I know you will feel welcome. And we would be honored to worship with you here at Faith Point. For more information about this great church, you can find us online at faithpointlexington.com. Now, if you would like to worship with us, but you can't join us in person, you can join us via live stream on Facebook or YouTube by searching for Faith Point Lexington. The entire service is live streamed every Sunday morning beginning at 10:30 a.m. Thanks for making Faith Point part of your time of worship and the study of God's Word, and I'll join you tomorrow at this same time on this great Christian radio station. And until then, you have a great day.
The preceding program sponsored by Faith Point Lexington.
Did you know there's money available to help you pay for trade school or college? Yep, and all you need to do is fill out the free application for federal student aid, also known as the FAFSA. Completing the FAFSA costs you nothing but time, and it can pay off big. And there are experts across Kentucky who can help. For more info, visit gearupky.org/money. That's gearupky.org/money.
Brought to you by this station and the Kentucky Broadcasters Association.
Here's Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren.
One of the greatest gifts that you can give somebody is listen to them. And when you look a person eye to eye, and you look that child, you get down on their level and you look at them eye to eye, you're saying, you matter to me. You're valuable to me. I want to hear what you have to say. You're important to me. You're showing compassion.
Hear more from Rick Warren at PastorRick.com. Here's Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren.
Over and over in Scripture, the Bible says if you have a relationship to Christ,